This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we were talking about dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of you people whose dua is never rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you whatever you ask with afiyah. Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah, asked him, he said, tell me, what is the best dua to ask? What is the best dua that I can make? Rasulullah said to him, say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Ask Allah for afiyah. Afia is goodness, is safety, is tranquility, it's peace, it's harmony in everything that we get. Because the reality of life is that we ask for things but we don't know the actual nature of that thing. We don't know what it can give. For example, people like to ask for wealth. But you know and I know that wealth is a double-edged sword, cuts both ways. Wealth can be a means of great khair and great barakah, but wealth can also be the thing that will land you in the hellfire. And in this world itself, wealth can be the source of huge amount of stress. If you didn't have that wealth, you didn't have to worry about it. But because you have that wealth, to try to protect it, to try to increase it, you fall into haram, you do things you should not be doing, right? All because you have that wealth. Wealth opens doors for ways to disobey Allah, which if you didn't have that wealth, that door would not have been open for you. You would have lived happily, and though even those thoughts would not have occurred to you, even if the thought occurred to you, you would know that this is not something that you can do, so forget it. But when you have the wealth, that is when the possibilities of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also open up. So always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Oh Allah, I ask you for afiyah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make dua. And as I mentioned in yesterday's reminder, he taught us the way to make it. Today I want to talk to you about the conditions for the acceptance of dua. So before we go there, let's talk about something which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the places where dua is accepted, places and times where dua is accepted the most. As I told you before, Allah did not put any conditions on it. Allah did not say that other than these places, dua is not accepted. No. Dua can be done anywhere, anytime, anyhow, but if you do it in these ways, at these times, it is even more beneficial for you, it is more accepted. So look for those times. Dua is accepted after any good deed. So make dua after salah, make dua after giving some charity, make dua after you read Quran, make dua after fasting, and that's why now we are in Ramadan. The best time for dua is the time at the time of iftar, just before you break your fast. Sadly, for a lot of us, at that time, we are worried about the food, right? We are chasing behind food, we are going to look for this and that. We, in many of our countries, in many of our cultures, our women culturally are forced to spend that time in the kitchen, frying bhajiyas and samosas and God knows what. Instead of engaging in dua. Those of us who live in countries like mine, for example, where we have servants, and they are Muslim servants, thanks to our pressure on them, at the time when they should be making dua for themselves, for their families and for you, those servants are in the kitchen, they are making all kinds of fancy foods for you to break your iftar. Please don't waste, please don't squander the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Right? The time for iftar is a time for silence. It's a time for sukut, it's a time for reflection, it's a time for introspection, it's a time for repentance, it's a time for seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a time for istighfar, it's a time for making dua. It's not a time for running behind food and this and that. Then dua is accepted between adhan and iqamah. That is the time, and that's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there is two rakat of salah between adhan and iqamah. So don't be in a hurry to pray. Once adhan is called, give some time, pray two rakat or nafil, make dua, then stand for salah. Dua is accepted between takbir at-tahrima and the beginning of the tilawat of the Quran. Now in fard salah, make that dua in Arabic, not in any other language. But that time, when we recite sana, then after that you can make dua. Dua is accepted, of course, throughout the salah, but dua is accepted at the end, after tashahud, that's the time to make dua. Dua is accepted on Yawmul Jum'ah. Rasulullah said there is one sa'ah in Yawmul Jum'ah which starts from the Maghrib of Thursday until the Asr of Friday. There is one sa'ah, there is one time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the slave whatever he asks. So ask Allah to give you that time and to make dua in that time, and may Allah give you what you ask with afiyah, inshallah. Right? Dua is accepted in Arafah. When you are standing in, when you are in Hajj and you are in Arafat, dua is, that is the time for acceptance of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants dua. Dua is accepted, of course, you know, during tawaf and all the arkan of Hajj, alhamdulillah. The dua of the parents is accepted for the children, and the dua of the children is accepted for the parents. And remember one thing, there is one dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never rejects. There is one dua that is never blocked, goes straight to the arsh of Allah. And that is the dua of the oppressed against their oppressor. The dua of the people who are oppressed against those who are oppressing them. That dua is never rejected. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu on my behalf and on behalf of all the oppressed people in this world, I make dua against all those who are oppressing them. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give them to you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deal with them because their necks are in your hand. And save us from their shar, save us from their evil. Make sure that somebody is not making that dua against you. Rasulullah said, Kullukum ra'in. He said, all of you are shepherds. And you are questionable, and you will be questioned about those under your care. Part of the questioning will be, did you fulfill their rights? Make sure that you don't fall into trouble with that. Make sure you fulfill the rights of people. Make sure there is nobody making dua against you. I am speaking specially to the men. Many of you oppress your wives. Many of you are oppressive to your servants. Many of you, just because Allah has given you some wealth, just because Allah has given you some position and authority, you walk on the earth as if you are Fir'aun. Remember what happened to Fir'aun. Allah does not like oppressors. Allah does not like arrogance. Allah does not accept that arrogance. Allah destroys that arrogance. So don't oppress the people with you. Don't oppress your children. Don't oppress your wives. If you have been doing that, make tawbah, make istighfar, go apologize to them, because believe me, that woman in the night, in tahajjud, if she raises her hands, you are toast. Please understand that. With dua, I remind myself and you, Rasulullah said to us that in the last third of the night, and this is not only in Ramadan, This is in every single day of our lives. In the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu descends from His arsh onto the first heaven in a way that suits His majesty and grace. And Allah asks, who is there who wants anything from Me? Who is there who is seeking My protection? Who is there who seeks My forgiveness? My brothers and sisters, at that time, believe me, you don't want to be sleeping. You want to be replying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. May Allah grant that we say this talbiyah when we go for Hajj and Umrah very quickly, inshallah. May Allah remove the suffering of this COVID-19 from us. That tahajjud, make it fard on yourself. That is the salah, and that is the time it is between you and your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Him, talk to Him, tell Him your story. He knows it already, but tell Him your story. Beg with Him, plead with Him. Go to Him in your brokenness. Go to Him in your helplessness. Look at His glory and majesty and praise Him and say, Ya Rab, O Allah, I'm a beggar. Ya Allah, it is customary for a person when he goes to visit somebody to take a gift. But a gift is only what a person has. What gift can a beggar bring to the one whose shan and whose glory is Ta'ala Allahul Malikul Haqqu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem? What can a beggar bring to you, Ya Rab? What can a sinner bring to you, Ya Rab? Except his sins. Except his sins. So, Ya Allah, my gift, my offering, not gift, my offering, what I have brought is my sins. Because that's all I have. And that is why our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu about this same month and about that beautiful night which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of you inshaAllah with khair and afia and to reward you with the reward that he said, khairun min alf shahr, Laylatul Qadr. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu, she said, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what must I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? What dua should I make? What did he teach her? He said, ask Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afu, fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the one, the most forgiving, innaka afuun kareem. You are the glorious. You are the most forgiving. Tuhibbul afu, Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, so forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me because you love to forgive. Not because I deserve forgiveness. I don't deserve forgiveness. I don't come to you asking for your justice. I come to you asking for your mercy. Ya Allah, mercy is for the one who did wrong. If I didn't do wrong, I wouldn't need your mercy. I did wrong and I come to you for your mercy, Ya Rab. I accepted I did wrong. Allah hamare gunah ko maaf kar de. Allah gunah ka aitraaf karte hain. Inkar nahi karte, Ya Rab. Aitraaf karte hain. Allah hum kamzor hain. Toote hue hain. Hamare dil toote hue hain. Hamare jism toote hue hain. Hamari himmat hai, hauzle khatam ho gaye. Ya Allah, tujhse hamara taluq toot gaya. Isse badhke kaun sa tootna hai? Ye tujhse taluq toot gaya. Allah, ye to tera karam hai ke taluq tootne ke bawajood humko bulata hai. Oh Allah, we are broken in spirit. Ya Allah, we are broken. Our courage is gone. Our hearts are broken. Our bodies are broken. Ya Allah, the biggest calamity is that our connection with you is broken. Ya Allah, it is your mercy that despite the fact that our connection with you is broken, you still allow us to come into your presence and to talk to you. Afoon Kareem. Ya Rab Sa'at al-Jalali wal-Ikram. Ya Karam al-Karameen, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you called us for something. Fulfill your wish. Fulfill your purpose, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, you gave us this Ramadan for something. اے اللہ تو نے کچھ مقصد کے لیے ہمیں رمضان دیا. اے اللہ اپنا مقصد پورا کر دے, تیرا مقصد تو پورا کر دے. اے اللہ تو دینے کے لیے بلاتا ہے, لینے کے لیے نہیں بلاتا. یا اللہ تو دینے کے لیے بلاتا ہے, لینے کے لیے نہیں بلاتا. یا اللہ میرا وہ بھائی جو یہ چیز مجھ سے کہا تھا جدے میں, شاہجہاں نواز خان سواتی کا بھائی, مجھ سے کہا تھا اس نے کہ اللہ دینے کو بلاتا ہے, لینے کو نہیں بلاتا. اللہ اس کو وہ میرے بھائی کے درجات بلند فرما, اس کی ساری ضرورتیں پورے کر دے, اس کے خواہشات پورے کر دے, اس کو دنیا میں مالا مال کر دے, آخرت میں مالا مال کر دے, اسے جنت الفردوس الاعلیٰ اس کو عنایت فرما. اللہ اسے راضی ہو جا, اس کو عزت دے, اس کو عافیت دے. کیسی بات اس نے کہی. If anyone sees this video, please take this to Nawaz Khan Swati and ask him to show it to his brother. Shahjahan, who was taking me from Jeddah to Makkah for Umrah, and this is what he told me. He told me, Ya Arzab, Allah dene ko bulata hai, lene ko nahi bulata. Maango jo maangna hai. Hai hai. Oh Allah, my brother Shahjahan was taking me from Jeddah to Makkah for Umrah. You know this. He said to me, Allah calls to give, He doesn't call to take, so ask Him whatever you like. Ya Allah, this was from you. This was from you. Ya Rab, this was from you. Ya Allah, give us because you called us. Ya Allah, we didn't come to this on our own. Ya Allah, we didn't take Ramadan, you gave us Ramadan. Ya Allah, we didn't come on our own to ask you. We are broken, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah, tujhe se maangte tere ghair se nahi maangte iska. Ya Allah, tu gawah hai. Ya Allah, you are witness. When we are killed, when we are being beaten with sticks, and we are beaten to death with sticks, the last word we call is Allah, 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 Allah. We don't call anyone else. They are beating us and telling us to call their gods, their false gods. We don't call them. We call you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah wali laj rakh le. Hey Allah, hamari laaj rakh le. Hey Allah, hamari laaj rakh le. Hey Allah, tere siwa kisi ko nahi maangte. Hey Allah, tere siwa hum kisi se nahi maangte. Tere siwa kisi ki ibadat nahi karte. Aur hey Allah, gustakhi maaf kar. Hamare alawa bhi teri ibadat koi nahi karta. Hamare alawa bhi teri ibadat koi nahi karta. Hamare alawa bhi tujhse kaun maang raha hai, Ya Rab. اللہ ہماری لاج رکھ لے, میری گستاخی معاف کر یا اللہ. اے اللہ تو دینے والا ہے. او اللہ, یو آر دا ون ہو گیوز, یو آر دا ون دی اونر آف دا باؤنڈری لیس ٹریجرز. او اللہ, یو سیڈ او مائی سلیو, ڈو ناٹ فیئر ہنگر انٹل مائی ٹریجرز آر فنشڈ, اینڈ مائی ٹریجرز آر نیور فنشڈ. اے اے اے, کیا بات. اللہ تو نے کہا, یا میرے بندے,
بھوک سے کبھی مت ڈر جب تک کہ میرے خزانے قائم ہیں, جب تک کہ میرے خزانے نہ ختم ہو جائے, میرے خزانے کبھی ختم نہیں ہوتے. اللہ تیرا خزانہ کبھی نہیں ختم ہوتا. او اللہ, یور ٹریجر نیور فینیشز. یا رب, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا مالک السماوات والارض, یا رب السماوات والارض, اللہ تیرا خزانہ کبھی نہیں ختم ہوتا. یا رب, oh Allah, your treasures never finish. Oh Allah, we ask you. Oh Allah, give us. Ya Allah, give us izzah. Give us hikmah. Give us hilm. Give us sabr. Give us shuja'at. Ensure that we establish justice in the land. Give us power, and give us power with integrity so that we establish justice in the land. Oh Allah, give us power so we establish your law in the land, so that everyone in this world can live peacefully, harmoniously, together with one another, loving one another. Ya Rab, it is your promise to give. ادعونی استجب لکم قولک الحق. یا رب, یا اللہ, یور ورڈ از ٹرو, اینڈ یو سیڈ آسک اینڈ آئی ول گیو یو. یا اللہ, آئی نو اینڈ یو نو دیٹ واٹ ایور آئی ایم آسکنگ یو, واٹ ایور آل آف اس آسک یو, دس ہیپنز اونلی بیکاز آف یور ول. اٹ از اونلی بیکاز یو پرمٹ اٹ. Allah, you ask, you allow us to ask because you want to give. If you didn't want to give, we would not be able to ask you. Allah, please give. Allah, give us whatever we ask with afia and with khair. And then give us from your generosity and grace so that we can look at it and we can marvel and say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Oh Allah, give us like you give the birds. Feed us like you feed the birds. They go out of their nest in the morning hungry and they come home completely replete and full of food. And let us sing your praises like the birds sing your praises day and night from every branch of every tree. Ya Allah, I am witness in this same place. I heard these birds. In the fall when I came here, I heard them throughout the winter. In 18 inches of snow, those birds were singing your praises. They were doing your tasbih, wallah. And now in spring, I hear them again. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Kareem, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdaalin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik. وأزعم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر وسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدعنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وعلى أزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.